沖縄キリスト教学院大学、沖縄キリスト教短期大学、入学試験。
Entrance examination. Listening test. Volume test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
これから始まるリスニングテストでは、必要があればメモを取っても構いません。
Part 1。
これから読み上げる文をよく聞いて、A、B、C、D の中から対話文として最も正しいものを一つ選び、マークシートに記入してください。文は一回だけ読まれます。では、まず例題を聞いてください。
Example。Does your father know anything about baseball?
この例題では B が正しい答えですから B を選べばよいわけです。では問題に入ります。
Number 1.
Sir, may I be excused?
Number 2.
It's getting dark. Would you turn the light on?
Number 3.
I don't know this word. Can I borrow your dictionary?
Number 4.
Did you prepare for today's test?
Number 5.
I heard you got a new job. How do you like it?
Number 6.
Excuse me, I'm new here. What time does the meeting begin?
Number 7.
Welcome to Digital Media. How may I help you?
Number 8.
Peter, turn off the TV, please. Your dinner is ready.
Number 9.
Oh no, it's raining. Did you bring an umbrella?
Number 10.
Mike, could you check my report, please? I think I made one or two mistakes.
Part 2
今度はアナウンスを聞いてください。アナウンスは2回放送されます。2回の放送の後、その放送の内容に関する質問が一度だけ読み上げられます。それぞれの質問について、アナウンスの内容をよく聞いて、A、B、C、D の中から最も適切な答えを選んでください。答えはマークシートに記入してください。まず、例題をやってみましょう。次のアナウンスを聞いてください。アナウンスは2回放送されます。その後、質問が一度だけ読み上げられます。
Example.
Attention shoppers. We have a lost child at the security office. She says her name is Susie and she is 4 years old. Susie is wearing a yellow t-shirt with a floral design and blue cotton shorts, white ankle socks and brown sandals. She has fair hair tied in a ponytail.If you have lost Susie, please come to the security guard's office, which is behind the information desk on the first floor. Attention shoppers. We have a lost child at the security office. She says her name is Susie, and she is 4 years old. Susie is wearing a yellow t-shirt with a floral design and blue cotton shorts.White ankle socks and brown sandals. She has fair hair tied in a ponytail. If you have lost Susie, please come to the security guard's office, which is behind the information desk on the first floor.
Example. What is Susie wearing?
スージーは黄色の T シャツを着ていますので、この質問に対する答えとしては、A が正しい答えとなります。ですから、A を選べば良いわけです。では、問題に入ります。次のアナウンスを聞いて、問い11、12、13に答えてください。
Announcement 1
Good morning, class.Okay, I've corrected everyone's essays, and I'm going to give them back to you today. Before I give them back, though, I have some general comments I'd like to make. Overall, I thought the essays were quite good. Every student picked an interesting topic, and I was very happy to see that all of you had done some research online.However, I was not happy that several students submitted the essay late. When I give you homework, you must do it, and you must do it by the deadline. This time, I have taken 10% off the score of any essay submitted late. Next time, late essays will get a score of 0.Even if the essay is only 5 minutes late. Finally, I was disappointed that many students wrote their essay in pencil. For all written work, you should type it on a computer, print it out, and hand it in. This way, it looks much more professional. Also, the computer will help you find spelling mistakes. There were many spelling mistakes in your work.And you can make corrections easily if you have saved the file on your USB stick. So like I said, the essays were quite good, but there is certainly room for improvement. Good morning, class. Okay, I've corrected everyone's essays, and I'm going to give them back to you today. Before I give them back, though,I have some general comments I'd like to make. Overall, I thought the essays were quite good. Every student picked an interesting topic, And I was very happy to see that all of you had done some research online. However, I was not happy that several students submitted the essay late. When I give you homework, you must do it, and you must do it by the deadline. This time, I have taken 10% off the score of any essay submitted late. Next time, late essays will get a score of 0, even if the essay is only 5 minutes late. Finally, I was disappointed that many students wrote their essay in pencil. For all written work, you should type it on a computer, print it out, and hand it in. This way, it looks much more professional. Also, the computer will help you find spelling mistakes. There were many spelling mistakes in your work. And you can make corrections easily if you have saved the file on your USB stick. So like I said, the essays were quite good, but there is certainly room for improvement.
Number 11. Next time, what will happen to your score if you don't submit your work on time? Number 12. According to the teacher, which of the following was a problem with the essays? Number 13. Overall, how does the teacher feel about the essays? Part 3.
問14から問18までは、それぞれ問題に関して英語で指示がなされます。指示は2回放送されます。指示に従って答えを直接問題用紙に記入してください。
Number 14. Listen to the following conversation and answer the question.
Hey Jeff, your name is spelled J-E-F-F, right?
Actually, no. It's G-E-O-F-F.
Question. How does Jeff spell his name? Listen to the following conversation and answer the question.
Hey, Jeff. Your name is spelled J-E-F-F, right?
Actually, no. It's G-E-O-F-F.
Question. How does Jeff spell his name? Number 15. Listen to the following conversation and answer the question.
So, what's your address again?
It's Grace Apartment, 4D, 31024, Oyama, Ginawan 903-0204.
Sorry, I didn't catch the postcode.
Okay, it's 903-0204.
Question. What is the man's postcode? Listen to the following conversation and answer the question.
So, what's your address again?
It's Grace Apartment, 4D, 3-10-24. Oyama. Ginawan 903-0204.
Sorry, I didn't catch the postcode.
Okay, it's 903-0204.
Question. What is the man's postcode? Number 16. These two puppies are a bit bored. They want to play, but there is nothing to play with. Draw two balls that they can play with. One in front of them and one beside them. These two puppies are a bit bored. They want to play, but there is nothing to play with. Draw two balls that they can play with. One in front of them and one beside them. Number 17. Study the map
for 10 seconds.
You have stopped your car to ask for directions to the post office.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest post office, please?
Sure. The nearest one is right ahead of you on Pine Street, but there is construction work on First Avenue, and Second Avenue is a one-way street. So you should take the first left onto Maple Street and drive until Main Avenue. Turn right and then right again onto Pine Street, and the post office will be on your left.
Thanks a lot.
Where is the post office? Choose from A, B, C, D, E, F, and G and put a circle around the letter. You have stopped your car to ask for directions to the post office.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest post office, please?
Sure. The nearest one is right ahead of you on Pine Street, but there is construction work on First Avenue, and Second Avenue is a one-way street. So you should take the first left onto Maple Street and drive until Main Avenue. Turn right and then right again onto Pine Street. And the post office will be on your left.
Thanks a lot.
Where is the post office? Choose from A, B, C, D, E, F, and G and put a circle around the letter. Number 18. Listen to the following speech and answer the question.
I went for a trip to Taiwan last December. I arrived in Taiwan on the second Friday, spent 4 nights there, and then left Taiwan.
Question. When did the speaker leave Taiwan? Circle the date on the calendar. Listen to the following speech and answer the question.
I went for a trip to Taiwan last December. I arrived in Taiwan on the second Friday, spent 4 nights there, and then left Taiwan.
Question. When did the speaker leave Taiwan? Circle the date on the calendar. the end of the listening test.